This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley. We just heard, even in that last news break, about the storm along the eastern coast and northeast as well, and we've been hearing and seeing pictures all day. And I thought instead of just telling you about it, I'd give you a bird's-eye view from a longtime broadcaster. Lisa Farrell is joining us now on the phone, who is a producer at CBS News in New York. With deep Lansing roots in broadcasting, a very, very familiar and friendly voice and face, I might say. Welcome, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing well, Cheryl. Thanks for having me.
Well, I just, like I said, I thought, why just talk about it? Let's hear about it from someone who is there. Now, you're actually coming to us this evening from the Hell's Kitchen area neighborhood of Manhattan, which is, as you've described, just west of Times Square.
That's correct. I'm about two blocks west of Times Square, right along the Hudson River.
That's a pretty good hang, Lisa.
It's a very good hang. Let me tell you, I have a wonderful view of the whole city, including Times Square, from my high-rise apartment building.
Now, are you digging out or staying in today?
I pretty much have stayed in for most of the day today. I did venture out a little bit earlier in the day just to see how bad it was, and it was pretty bad. The wind is still going here, and it's gusting anywhere between 30 and 45 miles per hour, and it's extremely cold. So there's a lot of blowing and drifting going on out there.
Now, you're a Michigan girl, so even for you, this is a big storm.
It is a big storm. Here in New York, they say this is our sixth largest snowstorm since they've been keeping records, at least in Central Park. But being from Michigan, this is just not such a big deal to me for some reason, because I'm used to the snow and I'm used to getting around in it. But what's really great is now that I don't have to worry about driving anywhere because I don't own a car here in New York, this is a piece of cake, at least for me.
Well, I said you're a producer at CBS News, which is a whole other interview we're going to have to do sometime. With the stories, I'm sure you can tell it. I know from Facebook the people you meet on a regular basis at work. So you didn't have to work today.
I actually was off today, a very unusual scheduled Monday off, which I embraced wholeheartedly. I did work yesterday as we did preparations for the big storm. And after work yesterday, instead of coming straight home and getting in all snug as a bug in a rug, I actually ventured out into Central Park with my camera and into Times Square and took some pictures last night. It was spectacular and beautiful in New York City.
I did see go through some of those pictures. It looked like it was made up. It was a beautiful, beautiful. It looked like a fairyland. It was just everything covered, pristine and white. The pictures were gorgeous.
Yeah, they were, and it's still very pretty. But tomorrow things are going to turn extremely ugly here because in the big city everything turns gray. And the melting is going to start tomorrow. In fact, we're going to be up into the 50s by New Year's Eve here. So it's going to turn into a very slushy, dirty mess.
What are you seeing when you were out and about today and taking photos and stuff? What did you see with traffic? Was it moving? Are they telling everybody to just leave the cars alone and plowing them in? What's happening traffic-wise?
Yeah, they're asking everybody who owns a car to stay home and use public transportation, except that has been a nightmare as well. Many of the side streets have not been plowed yet, and the avenues are starting to see picked up traffic. Times Square traffic is moving pretty well, but the side streets, especially in the outer boroughs, Manhattan's pretty well taken care of. Queens and Brooklyn are a disaster area on the roads. Buses are getting stuck. Subways are getting stuck. The A train going out to Rockaway Beach in Queens last night was stuck for something like 9 hours on the tracks. And people were stranded inside that subway train.
Now, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
What about flights and so forth? My daughter's roommate was trying to get to Washington, D.C. on Sunday morning, the day after Christmas, and her flight was automatically rescheduled in anticipation. And she did talk about the winds. She did get out this morning into D.C. and said they circled three times and the winds were incredible. What are you hearing and seeing with with flights, given your connection at CBS News?
Well, all three of New York City's airports were closed. Newark and JFK were supposed to open just about 13 minutes ago at 6 o'clock. LaGuardia Airport reopened around 4 o'clock, and I have seen some planes flying over Manhattan, so that is a very good sign, but a lot of people are going to be making base camp at the airport for several days to come. We're hearing some people who are trying to get into New York and others trying to get out of New York cannot get on flights until at least Friday. Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh. There's some serious frustration that's going to be happening there tonight, much less on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, people have been doing pretty well with the attitude so far, but tempers are starting to fray a little bit,
well,
unfortunately.
Yeah. With that much problems transporting goods and services, I can't imagine even getting them some keeping the basics at the airport for them.
Yeah, that's a problem, too. And, you know, you can only drink so many stale cups of coffee and eat so many cookies before you just say, I've had it. I've had enough.
That's it. I did also hear that there was some thunder and lightning coming along with this huge snowstorm.
It was amazing. I was in Central Park last night, and I felt like I was all by myself because there were very few people out in the park because that's when the storm really was hitting. And I was in this beautiful, pristine Currier and Ives picture, but all of a sudden, out of the blue, thunder and lightning. It was absolutely surreal. And then I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, I'm in Central Park. Lots of huge old trees. What am I doing here during a thunder and lightning storm? Time to get the heck out of here.
Well, you're being a producer and a news person and a broadcaster wanting to be in it and take pictures, I'm guessing.
Exactly. And while everybody's running away from things, we're always running toward things.
Yeah, there's that one thing. What are folks out east and in New York calling this? I've seen you joking about Snowmageddon and Snowcopolis.
Yes, and some are actually calling it a burricane because our local meteorologist at WCBS, he was doing some readings, and they are equating this storm to a strong Category 2 or a weak Category 3 hurricane in terms of the pressure system that's moving through the region. So it's the burricane. I kind of like that one the best.
I think I do, too. What about restaurants and stores? How are they faring? Are they able to get supplies, you know, in the city where you could restaurants you normally would walk to in the neighborhood?
Yeah, and I'm looking out my window. I'm looking over 10th Avenue, and I'm seeing several delis and restaurants open. A couple of bars are open. I mean, it's almost, in this part of Manhattan at least, business as usual. Times Square is just hopping like crazy. And I heard on your broadcast right before you came to me that the Broadway League is, the show must go on tonight. I'm thinking I might head over to Times Square to see if I can catch a show this evening.
I was wondering what might be on the agenda since, you know, the crazy thing is when a night like this you might normally stay in, it's just kind of exciting to be a part of everything going on.
It really is. And, you know, the must-see show in New York these days is Spider-Man, so I'm going to see if I can try to get in there.
Oh, just don't offer to stand in.
Right.
Now, I also happen to know, Lisa, that it was always a dream of yours to work in broadcasting in New York. Is it everything that you've hoped for?
It really, really is. It's everything and more. And this is just the most dynamic and exciting place I've ever visited or lived. I absolutely love this city, and I have no regrets about coming here. Of course, I miss Michigan, and I miss all my friends in Michigan, but my heart, really, heart and soul are right here in New York City.
What are some of your favorite things about the city?
Well, they say we are the city that never sleeps, and to a great degree, that's true. You can go almost anywhere at any time and find anything to do, whether you want to go bowling in the middle of the night, or you want to go people watching in Times Square, or you want to find an all-night deli or diner, or a show, or a museum. There are so many things to do here. Anyone ever tells you they're bored in New York City, they need to have their head examined because there is always something fun going on here.
Absolutely. And the one question I didn't ask you yet related to the snowstorm or the burricane, as we've decided we like, is how much snow did you actually have on the ground there in your area?
In Central Park, we have 20 inches of snow. It's our sixth largest. There are some places in the outlying areas, for example, Elizabeth, New Jersey, has 32 inches of snow.
Oh, my. And that's just since Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, just maybe like in the last 36 hours.
Absolutely amazing. Well, are you headed back to work tomorrow?
I am, unfortunately. I'd love to stick around and frolic in the snow a little bit more, but duty definitely calls. We have the big cleanup that's going to start tomorrow.
And you'll be at the helm producing it all.
Yeah.
Lisa, I so appreciate you taking some time to chat with us tonight and kind of let us live vicariously through the big snowstorm in New York. And great to talk with you, and have a lovely evening.
You too, and special hello and Happy New Year to all of my good friends in Lansing. I miss you all.
Very good. We've been talking with Lisa Farrell, who is has deep Lansing roots, as I said, in broadcasting here in the area. Very familiar voice and very friendly voice, obviously, who's now a producer at CBS News in New York. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this message.